Boys and girls, mongos of all ages, welcome to the brand new first ever episode of the Pissin' Broke podcast featuring yours truly, your favourite crabbit bastard, Stephen Magnusson. Hey, what else can I say other than fucking welcome to the show? And it's a new experience for me, and as I'm pretty sure it's a new experience for some of yous, getting to listen to me sort of completely unedited and uncensored on a fucking microphone. But anyway, with this being the first show, I just want to give you a bit of a heads up, you know, just let you know what you can expect for, you know, future shows that I've got coming up. Main thing is going to involve a hell of a lot of drinking. I mean, tonight I'm getting battered into the usual fucking case of Strongbow, but I've also got a litre of Cotton's Finest, you know, the Glen's Vodka. That's alright, that was just the wife telling me a wee joke in the lug there. But she'll come into it later, trust me. Because remember, I mean, drinking beer when you're podcasting, man. If you don't drink when you're podcasting, it's a bit like going fishing, man. It's just as boring as fuck. But I've got some great guests lined up. Not so much for this show, but, you know, shows coming up in the next coming few weeks. You know, we're going to be talking about shit like wrestling, fucking music, films, fuck anything at all, man. Even right up to fucking global conspiracy stuff, you know what I mean? Could be absolutely fucking anything, you know. I don't give a fuck whether you want to talk about fucking Big Brother on the fucking telly, or you want to talk about Big Brother, what's happening in the fucking real world right outside your door right now. It's up for anything that way, right? Another main thing that I want to do when I'm here is promote local bands, you know, unsigned bands, guys that are out there, you know, playing in the pubs, playing in the clubs, even ones that are just in their fucking bedroom, recording away, quite the thing. But anyway, if you want to get your fucking songs listen to in here, all you need to do is email them to, in any format at all, right? Email them to pissinbroke2014@yahoo.co.uk, right? Simple as that. pissinbroke2014@yahoo.co.uk. We'll play your stuff in here, right? If we like it, fucking brilliant. If we don't like it, fucking tough. It's just the way of the world, right? Also, man, we've got this fucking, an agony aunt section coming up, right? It's called Ask the Wife. Because let's face it, any married man out there knows they don't need Google because their wife knows fucking everything. You know where I'm coming from, lads. So if you want to get involved with the whole Ask the Wife thing, you know, you can email or direct at, what's this, askthewife2014@yahoo.co.uk, or you can use the hashtag Ask the Wife, right, on the likes of my Facebook and on my Twitter. You know, just hook me up with Facebook and Twitter. It's facebook.com/StephenMagnus, and on Twitter it's simply @StephenMagnus. Use that hashtag, Ask the Wife, and we'll happily rip the fucking piss out of you live on the show, right? But I'm not going to hold things up. We're going to start things with some tunes. I'm going to use some tunes off my new album, which is called Define the Negative, which you can get on bandcamp.com. All you need to do is go to bandcamp.com, search for Lethema, that's L-E-T-H-E-M-A, and fuck me, it might even be a free download, I can't remember, it's been a while if I've been on that site, to be honest. But that's my brand new album, it's called Define the Negative, and here's a couple of tracks off that. It's a song called Endless Chase, and one called Drop Your Eyes, which features New Sense and Nate Monoxide. Get your fucking lug holes dealt with this shit. We'll be right back.
Goes on. Give me your more, what you waiting for? Something you feel. Music sick, music real. Shooting off the lip like a movie reel. Murder, 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 kill. He ill, so ill. No, my pills gon' sort E out. He's not top one, he's not solid. He's just a geezer, chill, bro. Safe as a bank, but not a banker. You can go fishing for all your anchor. Or what? You're sweet with the fish. Make a nice Cambodian dish. No time for waste, man. I put them in the bin. When I play football, I play in a mint. Put your money on me, it's better than putting it on the lottery. If it came down to it, I'm so hungry that I'm not gonna bail out and taking money. Leave you so messed up that you'll be working at Bunnings. Can I help you? Sicky love, sick ass baseline. Sicky love, sick baseline. But it's a little bit off time. But it's a little bit off time. Totally in love, lost up in the music. Time for some action, time for some shots. Drink, mind's messed up. Totally twisted, I'm going all hard out. Seeking that room, is it over there? Is it over there? Now that fit girl, them right there with the fire legs and the fire hair. Trying to capture, wondering I hope that I got the right bait. Hope that she's not a snapper. Hope that she's not got a goalkeeper. But just because she's got a goalkeeper doesn't mean that you can't score a goal. See your throw, we'll see how you go. Hopefully get Tiger Woods it. Get on Michael Phelps with sick in it.
I said it once, do I say it again? I'm getting it in, I'm gon' win. I can't lose, you will snooze. I hit that button, okay, let's just go. Oh, now here it goes again. Me, man, I don't stop, I just stand. I am not with an apostrophe. I'm just here, going like hop, you see. Nah, you don't, it's not the sense. But I got the 6, 7, 8, I'm nuisance. I come through, I'm so great. I don't take time. I don't know why I drunk the wine. Cause it was crushed from the vine. And I'm divine. I spit my rhyme. Let it go on your mind. And intertwine. I get that ball, I go so hard, harder than you know.
Living in a world that can make you sad, bring up tears and make you glad. Beats don't fall when your eyes don't drop, talk negative and can't be tough. Falling fast and feel like I'm next, turn me over, I'm impressed. Drop your eyes and the beat goes on, drop your eyes and the beat goes on.
It's going down, it's going down, it's going down. Keep it going now, it's going down. Why it's going down? Somebody help me out now. Give me a hand, give me help a little. I'm falling down, can't feel myself. It's hurting now, it's bad for my health. Somebody help, somebody help. I don't think they hear me, I don't think they see me. I'm just going lean on wishes, I don't have no genie. Where do I go right now? It's cold and I don't have no beanie. I'm just going like, okay, you really beat me.
I am not a hero and I'll never be an inspiration. But just learn that that's important, this ignorant situation that you're faced with daily. For instance, you to save me, to a goddess that's infected, advocate in slavery. But you can pick and choose what you want to ignore. In which case I can afford to start a crusade or a holy war. I don't need to be adored, I would settle for applause. Rather than you treating me like I got your menopause. Yes, of course I'm quite okay with being here. It's also behind my back and say that Nate will never make it. Nate's got an ego, Nate's such a bitch. Don't think for a second that you're keeping me away. Cause if my name is on your lips, then I'm doing it right. If I'm in your words, then that's a sign that I am on your mind. And you'll find if you obsess enough, you'll probably memorize every line, every rhyme, and all I needed was a mic, right?
Living in a world that can make you sad, bring up tears and make you glad. Beats don't fall when your eyes don't drop, talking negative and come on top. Falling fast and feeling like a mess, turn me over, I'm impressed.
And we're back in fucking part two of the Piss and Broke podcast. And before you all state your pish way, mate, I know it's all been a bit quick tonight, you know. It's my first show. It's only really a taster show, just to give you half an idea of what's going to be fucking happening in the future, right? As I said before the fucking break, that was a couple of tunes, half of my new album, Define the Negative. If you want it, go into bandcamp.com, search for Lithema, and I'm pretty sure it's a fucking free download, right? But anyway, we're going to go into a new segment, which we're going to be bringing in as the episodes that they unfold. It's a little segment called, Do You Know What Really Chaps My Arse? And well, to be honest, you know what really chaps my arse? Where the fuck do I begin? You know, anybody that knows me knows that everything bugs the fucking shit out of me. You know what I mean? There's a good quote, and I'm fucked if I remember who said it, right? It said, the truth shall set you free, but first it'll piss you off. And that's kind of where I'm at the new, right? I'm learning the truth about a lot of things here. All over the world, within the fucking boundaries of this reality and many others. And I know that sounds fucking mental. You think I should be locked up in the fucking Ales or fucking Murray Royal or fucking whatever end of Scotland you're listening to this in. But hey, the truth is the truth, no matter where the fuck you live, right? When you look at things, you just look out your fucking window. I don't care where you live, look out your fucking window. You're gonna see some shit that's wrong with the world right now, right? I don't give a fuck what it is. You see, like, a fucking, oh, there's a banking scam. There's this fucking political scam. There's all this shite in our fucking food and our fucking water, and there's all these fucking chemtrail things in the sky, you know. But these are just, they're just fucking dots, man, right? They're just fucking dots, right? And that's what they want you to fucking keep believing. They're all separate, right? But they're no. They're all fucking interconnected. They are. Every single fucking one of them is interconnected, right? And once you start to realise the connection, right, all it takes for you to do is take a wee step back and take your, you know, your attention from this dot a wee bit further out, and you can see more of the picture, right? It gets bigger. You get to see how things interact with everything else. It's a bit like, you know, most of the world's population, right, we're all fucking concentrating. All our fucking focus of attention, right, is on a brick. One fucking brick. You know, that brick might represent, you know, it might be your family, it might be your job, it might be your favourite fucking football team or some other shite like that, right? But if, and I mean, there's nothing wrong with that within, you know, the context of many other things, you know what I mean? But if you take a step back from that brick, you get to see that it's part of a wall, right? You're getting to see part of the bigger picture. You step back again. You see that wall is part of a house. You know, that house is part of a street. It's part of a town. It's part of a fucking country. It's part of a fucking globe. You know what I mean? There's a bigger picture, and all you need to do is step back and fucking look at it, because it's right there in front of you. And half of these bastards that would have you focusing on the brick in the fucking first place, that's what they want you to believe is real, is the brick. Nothing else matters. When in reality is, it's the whole fucking shooting match, the whole earth, the whole fucking nature of reality isn't what you fucking think it is. I mean, I could go on with this fucking hour after hour after hour. I mean, I could give David Icke a run for his money. You know, some of these other guys like Alex Jones and, you know, these are, they do some fantastic work, you know, uncovering it and bringing it to the public eye. I mean, but if you want to know more about my views on these kind of things, right, I've started writing a book, right, it's something I really need to get back into, because I've got a bit lazy with that sort of thing just now, you know, through, you know, other commitments and, you know, family issues and stuff like that. But the book at the moment has got a working title called Life, the Universe and Other Common Misconceptions, and it goes quite in depth about a lot of these things, stuff that you don't even fucking realise is happening. And it's, I find it amazing that you don't realise it's happening, because the fuckers don't even hide it. You know what I mean? A lot of you guys have got your head buried so far up your own fucking arse that all you see is, well, you think is, oh, it all looks fucking fine to me, but it's fucking no. Everything is fucking far from fine, you know? And people go, well, you're just a fucking conspiracy theorist. You know, and they talk about a conspiracy to do with this, and a conspiracy to do with that, and a conspiracy to do with the next thing. Listen, folks, there is only one conspiracy, and that is the conspiracy that everything is all right. I know it's bollocks, and growing numbers of people all across the fucking world are starting to learn that it's all bollocks. I mean, it was a great comedian, fucking, what was his name? George Carlin. If you're not familiar with him, you might remember him for, you know, the Bill and Ted movies. He was the guy, was it Rufus was his name? He gave them the phone box to enable them to time travel. That was George Carlin. He's a fucking great comedian, fantastic fucking thinker. I know, especially, you know, growing up with all this 20th century fucking nonsense that he had to put up with. But a great quote from him says, "It's all bollocks and it's bad for you." And that's the kind of way of thinking that more and more people should have. But anyway, fuck it, you know, with this just being a taster of a show, you know what I mean? I'm not going to fucking waste any bastard mere time of what's happening here. We're going to get some guests on at a later date who's got their own views on the likes of this whole fucking global conspiracy thing, you know what I mean? And, you know, I can't wait to get them in here, you know, I'm not about to mention any names now because things happen, maybe guests can't turn up or whatever. It's not that I don't know what that fucking feels like. But we're going to get some fucking songs on the new, man, because, hey, I've got a bladder the size of a fucking walnut, and that's the joys of fucking alcoholism. So we've got some tunes here with some fucking Come Nut Legends, man, Come Nut Legends himself, Machine Gun Etiquette. The songs are Who Do You Blame and Work to Die. And we'll see you in a couple of minutes, right? Cheers. We're back into the final part of this little wee taster of a podcast, you know. That was the fucking fantastic Machine Gun Etiquette with the songs Who Do You Blame and Work to Die. That was from their Hate This City album. Now, Machine Gun Etiquette, I fucking loved that band. They're from many, many years ago. So I used to watch them playing in Cumnock Town Hall, you know, when I was still at school at the time. Fuck's sake. But anyway. As I said before, if you want your tunes played on this show, just email them any format that you fucking like, so long as it's no vinyl. That's a shame, because I like vinyl. Just email your tracks to pistonbroke2014@yahoo.co.uk. We'll hook you up. We'll get you fucking on here at jellycast.com. That's our hosting site here. That'll show a bit of love to the sponsors, I suppose. Not really sponsors, they're the hosts, but we're paying name money, but the fuckers better do their job. We should also, by the time you're listening to this, it should all be hooked up on the iTunes as well for use Apple fucking lot. I don't trust yous as far as I could fucking throw yous, but that's just me.
Yeah, but don't forget, Steve Jobs loved the old school, he loved the vinyl.
Yeah, you can't beat a jobber.
Well, that's fucking true. I mean, there's been plenty of them back in the day.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a lovely wife. She's come in here for the final segment of the night. It's the dreaded Ask the Wife segment. You know, this would put a hell of a blush on Deirdre's face. You know, that manky fucking whore that writes for the Sun, you know. But anyway, I'm not going to waste any more time. You know, it's going to be a short one tonight, so... We've got a couple of wee questions that, because I had advertised this before on my Facebook site, and folk, you wouldn't believe the fucking shite that we've received. I mean,
bollocks is an understatement. I mean, serious bollocks.
We'll save that for another fucking episode. Pardon me. I will save that for another episode.
We are monkey here.
Right.
Oh, wait a minute, I just gave Ambrose a free fucking thing there, Manky Hoo.
I don't think Ian plays with that band anymore.
I just spend
the time playing with himself, you know. But no, fair play to Ian, I think he's fucking fantastic. I hope to get him on the show maybe at a later date, you know, if he's up for it, because, you know, I'm always up for talking to old punks, you know, because there's the old saying about punks.
Wankers?
It says, old punks never die. We just stand up the back.
That's true.
Anybody that knows the fucking score kins what I'm on about.
Aye, that's true.
We'll go on to the Ask the Wife segment here, and this was the very first what's email? Fucking brain fart I had there. I couldn't think of the word email. I'm reading it after.
You have a brain fart at the best of times, so I mean, what the hell are you talking about? You're married to me. I mean, God help you all in all.
A brain fart's about the only fart I could trust just now. But this,
yeah,
it says
well,
here it's
at least you didn't piss your pants like Randy Valentine.
Well, there is that. We all know what Valentine's like. I mean, he fucking lived with us for a couple of months.
That's fucking true, all in all.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know yet, Ravishing Randy Valentine, he did live in Shea Magnals with us for a few months. I think it was maybe a year or two ago now. And Randy, man, I've got all the love under the fucking sun for you, my man.
Your but bandy- by God, you are manky. And I mean manky, man. See the bathroom after I had, every time you had a shower, boy, I had to scrub. Scrub!
It's not fucking after the shower you had to bother about. It's every time you went for a shite. But, well, anyway, here's the first fucking, the very first email that we had, right? And it's saying, it's gone here from, it's trying to keep it anonymous, but let's face it, everybody's a bit kind of web savvy these days. They know how to sort of trace email addresses and that. So even though it says from anonymous, we know that it's for you, Matt Gowans. Aye, you fucking mongo. And the question is, ask the wife, how does Magnus shave his head?
Other than buckling, listen, mate, what he gets is 4 ounces of flour, 4 ounces of sugar, 2 ounces of butter, and 2 eggs. Now, before he puts the 2 eggs in, he rubs together the 4 ounces of flour and sugar.
Well, you need to get a good rub now and again.
It's got to be a good old fucking rub. Now, once that's all rubbed together, then he adds the 2 eggs. Then he beats it all together.
I'm talking with a whisk. That was not a wanking joke right there.
Then he puts it in the oven at 180 degrees for 40 minutes. And in between that, he goes for a shower and fucking uses a razor. Now, in all honesty.
come on, Matt. That was a bit of a mongo moment, son. You need to admit that, Ian, pal. But anyway, I could take the piss out of you all night, but I'm not going to waste any more time on that, Ian.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Once he comes out the shower, he lifts the cake out, and we put some icing sugar on top of it, and then we put sprinkles, then we munch it.
You forgot the special herbal ingredient.
Oh, I did actually forget the herbal ingredient.
We neither endorse nor condone smoking weed, but if you ever feel the need to
indulge.
You ever feel the need to spark up a bowl while you're at Shea Magnus, feel free. But anyway, we've got to this next one here. This kind of intrigued me because it's maybe not for the same reasons as the last one, but it just kind of caught my funny bone, you know? And it said here, Dear Ask the Wife. Is that your new name, Ask the Wife?
Nah.
Can I change it with Deep Paul?
You fucking dare, I'll rip your throat out, mate.
But anyway, it says, Dear Ask the Wife. It was getting dark, and I was at my boyfriend's house.
There we go, it's getting dark. Woo! Right?
Oh, it gets better. And I was in his woodshed. What the fuck is a woodshed?
You said shed.
She's obviously the one that's got wood. You know? But what the fuck is a woodshed? Is that like a wood equivalent to a coal bunker?
Pretty much. Just a basic shed that's got clogs in it.
For fuck's sake. I mean, we didn't have wood sheds. We either had a pile of clogs or a fucking coal bunker.
That's the point.
This poor cow, I take it it's a woman with the way it's worded. She was in the woodshed, right, and she picked up
Is that what you're calling it now?
A woodshed?
Aye.
Is that what the Wains are calling it
that
now?
That must be, man. They must be calling some man as like kinky shit.
With them. She picked up a stick that looked exactly like a dildo that she used to own.
So what? Did you get overexcited or something?
It says here, waves of excitement overtook me.
Oh no.
To such an extent that I lost my footing.
You lost your footing.
But no, sorry. She didn't reverse onto it or anything like that. It's all right. She wasn't raped by a
stick. I'm a snorter when I've been something a bit funny.
But either way, she lost her footing.
Right, I need to get my vodka just to even think a square muscle up and answer that. Right,
question,
okay.
Right. I lost my footing through the excitement, blah, blah, blah. It led to a broken wrist.
What the fuck are you doing to get a broken wrist? Wanking!
And 7 stitches in my face. That is one hell of a load she fucking took with the sounds of it.
Jesus Christ, man. I wouldn't want to fucking have that coming in my mouth.
And she says, what should I do? I would recommend that you get your boyfriend to get the fucking gas in and do away with his fucking woodshed, to be honest.
In all honesty, Right, okay, I'll compose. I'm composing and I'm composing myself right now.
Is that what you call
it? Seriously? I'm so trying here. Seriously?
You see a stick the shape of a dildo and you end up with a broken wrist and 7 stitches in your face. What the fucking hell's the score here, man?
Can you sit with the fucking host ball? There's no fans or buts. And make sure you don't tell them about the dildo shape, wood.
I'm just glad you didn't land on the fucking stick. You know what I'm saying? It could have reversed into you and you could have had a wee fucking splintered babies or something. But anyway, before we get me screwed, we need to be. We've got a wee surprise. Ask the wife question, right?
Oh fuck!
So I'm gonna put you on the spot here. Ask the wife.
All right. Okay. Well, go for it then.
Right. This surprise one comes straight for me, Stephen fucking Magnus.
Yeah.
Ask the wife.
All right then.
What really chaps your arse?
Bitches. Fucking backstabbing bitches.
But anyway, that's going to do us for the night. It's just a wee taster for you lot at home. I hope you've enjoyed what you've heard. If you haven't enjoyed it, then fuck you. And I mean that. Mother fuck you. Because we're doing this to entertain you. If you know what to be entertained, go and watch the British fucking Brainwashing Corporation and all that shite that they put on. We're going to leave you with a song by a good friend of mine. It's got an art guy for Cumnock. There seems to be a theme here tonight. Especially with the tunes. It's my mate Kenny. Put it all the way for another third. He plays an act called The Sticky Midgets, and this song is called Lesbians, and it's from his album Kermit's Porky Fingers. And we'll see you in the next episode. All the best, folks. Thanks for listening. Cheers. Cheerio.
Bye. Have a good one.
Listening with sweat, lesbians make for two. I love lesbians, they love me. Come on, lesbians, lesbian me. I love lesbians. I love lesbians. I love lesbians. I love lesbians. Doobie doobie doo, doobie doobie doobie, doobie doobie.